One night, Captain Nichols and Strickland were sitting in one of the bars of the Rue Boutry. The Rue Boutry is a narrow street of one-storied houses, each house consisting of but one room. They are like the booths in a crowded fair or the cages of animals in a circus. At every door you see a woman. Some lean lazily against the side posts, humming to themselves or calling to the passer-by in a raucous voice, and some listlessly read. They are French, Italian, Spanish, Japanese, coloured. Some are fat and some are thin. And under the thick paint on their faces, the heavy smears on their eyebrows and the scarlet of their lips, you see the lines of age and the scars of dissipation. Some wear black shifts and flesh-coloured stockings. Some, with curly hair dyed yellow, are dressed like little girls in short muslin frocks. Through the open door you see a red-tiled floor, a large wooden bed, and on a deal table a ewer and a basin. A motley crowd saunters along the street. Lascars off a P&O, blonde Northmen from a Swedish bark, Japanese from a man of war, English sailors, Spaniards, pleasant-looking fellows from a French cruiser, Negroes off an American tramp. By day it is merely sordid, but at night, lit only by the lamps in the little huts, the street has a sinister beauty. The hideous lust that pervades the air is oppressive and horrible, and yet there is something mysterious in the sight which haunts and troubles you. You feel I know not what primitive force which repels and yet fascinates you. Here all the decencies of civilization are swept away, and you feel that men are face to face with a somber reality. There is an atmosphere that is at once intense and tragic.